You didn't remember the explosion then?
No, after they slept, I don't remember again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When she say no, in your file, the file said you are in an explosion. Oh, you know, sometimes you hear in a television, like a news common line, it says fast. I remember everything.
Oh, suddenly everything came back.
Come back. And then I thought, yes, yes. And then I start shouting about my brother because I saw him, they injured.
Yeah.
And then I told her, yes, what is my brother? And then she said, your brother is really right. You know, I promise they are really good. Don't. And then I told her, okay, open my eye. Because she said, no, we can't open your eye. I said, open my eye. I need to see what's going on. She said, no. The doctor, he said, tomorrow, promise. I told her, okay.
And then, now, did you call your family?
Yeah, this I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
After 12 days, my family they thought already I'm die.
That you're dead. Yeah.
You're dead, and then they make what they call it. And the traditional, when somebody die, they put 3 days tent outside, and somebody come say my condolences.
Oh, so they were having a funeral for you.
Yes, and then I told the translator. She said, "Do you know any remember number?" I say, "Yes, I remember my phone number." And then I give to her, and then she say, we can reach. And then they call my phone number again, and then they reach my dad.
Okay, and so then, finally they did.
Yeah. And then I told my dad, I'm here. I'm in base. And then they take me back home. And then, thank God, I find all my brothers, they alive.
Yeah, they were alive.
And my friends, sorry, most of them die.
So when did you realize that you weren't going to see again? Did you realize it then?
Well, this is what my dad take me to the Iraqi doctors for eye, and then he checked my eye, and then he say, sorry, Qusay, he will not able to see more.
Okay. So you went after that to what took you to Jordan? How did you know?
Yeah, Jordan, my brothers, he connect with doctors in Mosul.
Uh-huh.
The Mosul, the doctor, he work with Doctor Without Borders.
Yes.
And then they took me to the Jordan for redoing my face again,
yeah,
and then do stuff.
Now you've had how many surgeries on your face?
54.
54 surgeries on your face.
Yes.
And it started in Iraq and then in Jordan also, right?
Yeah, in Iraq and with American Army.
Yes.
And then I went to the Jordan, and there I learned to become a refugee.
Yeah, you applied for refugee.
I applied, and then they give me the tickets as very after 3 months or something like that.
Okay, so there was a wait.
Yeah, and then I was happy when they give me the ticket to the United States.
Because you knew that in the United States you have opportunities.
Exactly.
Because in Iraq you knew you could not have any.
No, this is why you make me go in front to come to the United States, because I hear it in the United States how they take care of people have handicapped. United States, if you have a dream, this is country let you finish your dream.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then I would like to say every people who have a dream, he should try to climb to reach his dream.
Yes.
Because without the dream, you can't live.